Let's talk to Craig Irwin about all of this. Maybe not the Shiba Inu coin part of it. Roth Capital Partners analyst joining us to talk about this. Craig, good to see you. Thanks for being here. The Tesla shareholder meeting does tend to be sort of a rubber stamp affair, right? Because shareholders seem to be broadly supportive of the company. But are you expecting anything out of today? Could we get a change in domicile announcement, for example?
Yeah, you know, I think the move to Austin is a really important indicator of probable Austin-related news. We most likely will see a change in domicile or first production off the Austin line, first deliveries. So there have been viewings in public, there have been sightings of pre-production vehicles as recently as 5 or 6 weeks ago. So I think there is good potential for some exciting news in the city of Austin.
Craig, how big do you think the Cybertruck will be? And do you think they'll actually start making this thing in early next year?
You know, the Cybertruck's been pushed 3 times. I would not be surprised to see it pushed again. And I think personally that the design is too polarizing. Now, there are some people out there that love it. Just like I am a skeptic on Tesla overall, I'm definitely skeptic on the Cybertruck. I think there's some better options coming from other big names out there, household names that you already mentioned, and then you know, companies that might be doing IPOs right now, and other companies with you know, established businesses launching EVs in the market today. So we'll see. I'm a skeptic. I don't expect Cybertruck to be all that big.
So let's talk about your skepticism over Tesla more generally, right? Because I don't think anyone's buying Tesla right now just betting on the Cybertruck, right? They're betting on just the company's general growth, which we have seen, and the recent delivery numbers were impressive. What's the source of your – they weren't impressive. Okay, tell me.
So 241,000, how can you not call that a phenomenal number? Tesla is – an amazing company. They've done a spectacular job. I cannot say it more clearly, but I am a bear. I'm not saying short the stock. I believe that would be the wrong thing to do because they have some very specific levers to pull. One is the launch into India. The other is the launch of a mini car. These are not in the plan. These are not well communicated out there. You know, I'm surprised we haven't seen formal recognition of this more broadly. You know, even as much as a year ago. Look at Tesla and the valuation. It's more than basically the rest of the automotive industry combined. And, you know, you look at some of the surveys out there. I saw one recently. 70% of chief investment officers would rather invest in companies like General Motors and Ford to play electric vehicles than invest in Tesla. So, you know, I just think there's better opportunities elsewhere, better opportunities in small cap. Love Tesla, love what they've done, but hard to push it as something people should buy here.
Craig, I just almost spilled coffee on myself. I saw your price target across the screen, $150. How do you get from Tesla stock trading about 786 now to 150? What has to happen?
So, you know, the biggest catalyst over the next couple of years is going to be the launch of the Apple Car. 2024, but it's going to be kind of like the Porsche launch for the Taycan, right? You'll see them announce something, you know, probably in the 10,000-20,000 range, and then look to crush numbers the way Porsche does. You know, the technology in that car I expect to also be amazing, bleeding edge technology, typical of Apple. The market share erosion we're going to see from the abundant brands launching into this market is going to be a significant factor. And, you know, I think $150 level, something in that range, is where Tesla would be fairly valued in comparison to the rest of the automotive industry today. Now, there's catalysts that have to land for us to get there. I'm not saying this is going to be tomorrow, but, you know, I really think it's the best way to indicate people are better off investing elsewhere.
So if we're thinking about an Apple Car a few years down the road, I mean, should we think about 150 as more of a multi-year price target rather than in the next 12 months?
Well, it kind of depends, right? Is Apple going to go out there and actually give us a little bit more visibility? You know, I've been doing a little bit of work on that, trying to prod people because I think it would be responsible on Apple's part, particularly considering the ramifications in the market. But, you know, there are things that could bring 150 to fruition, absolutely, at Tesla. The story that they have an edge on battery prices obviously falls apart. You look at their external sourcing batteries and how much they buy outside versus make in the Gigafactory. You know, these things, as these become evident, I think are key catalysts for people reallocating money elsewhere. And retail is really what drives valuation in the stock. When retail investors see other things really working, maybe working better than Tesla, I think we see the reallocation, and it could move out quite violently, just the way that retail moved in over the last 18 months.
And Craig, if you are in fact one of those retail investors that have stayed long Tesla and been a supporter out there on social media, what have it, should you be scared by what General Motors has announced this week in terms of EVs?
But you look at what Mary Barra is doing, right? She's being very strategic. A good illustration of what she's doing is available from the investment with EVgo and tripling their network. General Motors wants to be able to sell EVs everywhere in the United States, not just in California, you know, and New York and Massachusetts. They want to sell EVs in every state. They're looking to have charging in underserved regions where they expect to probably sell EVs. They're laying the groundwork properly to be able to make this a material portion of their mix going forward. You know, there's several other discrete items we can point to, others that they're pointing to over the course of their analyst day. But General Motors should not be underestimated. It is an American icon.
Craig, finally, I wanted to ask you about something else that is a potential risk with Tesla that is perhaps not talked often enough about. And that is the safety record of the car, both with some of the fires that we've seen and with the autopilot, which is not really an autopilot, but that's a separate discussion maybe, or maybe that's part of this discussion. How big a deal is that? Is it going to be a problem? I mean, investors seem to have mostly shrugged off those kinds of concerns.
So it really depends on who you talk to, right? If you talk to someone that owns a Tesla, they absolutely love the autopilot. They love the full self-driving features. You know, I talk to, you know, a broad range of different people, right? If you talk to investors, they find the concept of optical illusion, which is really what's mostly behind these crashes, as extremely scary, right? That means that Tesla said, you know what, shrug our shoulders, a level of accidents is acceptable. That's not something you see as far as behavior out of the other automakers. Then when you talk to ADAS experts, people that are on the bleeding edge of technology in the automated driving system market, the resolution available in the Tesla cameras, the hardware in the cars, is inadequate to deliver the level 4 at any level of functionality that would have safety consistent with what we expect basically from the airline industry, the most automated transportation industry right now. You know, I personally find it highly problematic. It's going to come down to politics at the NHTSA, you know, board hearings and whether or not they want to force something on Tesla. You don't want to destroy a company that's being so successful, but there really does, in my view, need to be a tighter focus on safety for consumers.
Craig Irwin, Roth Capital Partners analyst. Appreciate the insight. Have a great rest of the week.